Wash off those clouds and cheer up.
You got it.
Put on a happy face.
Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about this Friday night's musical, the Bye Bye Birdie. It's here. I can hardly believe it. It seems like we were just talking about the Fine Arts Camp musical theater session as a dream not too long ago, but Andrew Hames is here. He's the vocal director. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning.
Susan Wingrove, the rehearsal pianist and a pit musician, is there. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Ed Littlefield, the instrumental music director. Hi.
Good morning.
And a couple of performers in the show, Ben Gordon and Gavin Strumpler. Good morning to you guys. And Andrew, we were reminiscing before we went on the air a little bit that I feel this is somehow we've come full circle in a way, having you and Ed Littlefield sitting here talking about putting on a show in Sitka, because it just doesn't seem like it was that long ago that you and Ed were the guys standing where Ben and Gavin are. Right
yeah, now. It wasn't, and I'm really proud of that. I think back often to the glory days of high school and doing these shows and being in those shows every year. And yeah, Ed and I, we always it seems like when we meet up at camp, we end up telling stories about how we auditioned for that show, and we were in My Fair Lady. Yeah, it was really kind of spur of the moment, and then we wound up as Colonel Pickering and Henry Higgins, and it was just a lot of fun. It was a huge show to put together, and then we were in the shows the years after that, our juniors and senior years. Ed kind of went into the pit orchestra, and I stayed on stage, and it was just a great time. And so to be involved with a project like this now, always coming back to Sitka every year to do Fine Arts Camp, and to see a camp like this coming to fruition is very rewarding and very cool.
Not only being talented, Andrew, you also happen to be taller than Flynn Luddington, which which was part of the criteria of being her leading man.
Yeah. We got paired on stage together quite a bit. So
Flynn was probably 6'2" in heels.
She was tall. She was tall. So yeah, it was. We made a good couple on stage. It was great.
Yeah, and what a voice. It's interesting. How is it now being on the other side? Are you, putting on the show from the adult side, are you still having fun? Is the magic still there for you guys?
Well, for me, it's great. I've been working with the pit, and Andrew and I went different directions in the vocal instrumental worlds.
Yeah.
And so Andrew's been doing amazing things working with the vocalists and getting all their stuff taken care of, and then I've been kind of rehearsing the pit orchestra, and it's amazing. You say you've got 2 weeks, and you go, great, there's a big book, a lot of D flat major and G flat.
Singers like those keys.
Singers love those, and violin players not so much. No. So to have 4 rehearsals total with the full band is pretty amazing. So I think that is the energy that really got me.
Yeah, the excitement of it. Susan, you were saying it was just an amazingly short time from the point you got the score to you were running through the full show.
Right. I think I got the score about 8 or 9 days ahead of the first rehearsal. And then I've done shows, too, all in high school, and I directed them at Bartlett High School in Anchorage. I went to high school in Anchorage. So, again, that's been a part of my life that is just unbelievably wonderful. And just to see this process happen so lightning fast and at such a high level, 1 week after the kids started rehearsing, we're doing the whole show.
Right.
Blocking is done. Now we're polishing, which, you just don't get that luxury to polish so much in a lot of high school productions. And they're doing the polishing in lightning speed, too. And the kids are sharp, and they have worked so hard. And everyone is incredibly talented. So this is a show Sitkins just cannot miss. Everybody has to come. This is a miracle.
Okay, it's going to open tomorrow night at 7 in the Sitka Performing Arts Center, and then shows at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Saturday. And kids tickets are $20. Kids 5 and under, free. And the show, generally, kid-friendly show?
Yeah. Very much, yeah. It's got a lot of things in it that are pretty dated. I think so. It's the older audience will appreciate quite a bit of it. It's set in the '60s, And so even for our cast and even for myself, we had to do a lot of research and looking up, okay, well, who exactly was this person and why is this joke funny? And so I'd come and see it and see how many of the references you can catch. But yeah, kids will love it. It's just a fun and a funny show. There's so many great things happening with all these different characters. And I think the audience is just going to love it. It's really a great show.
Yeah, we did Bye Bye Birdie in college, and to Ben and Gavin, that must seem like the days when we carried shields and swords and stuff. But even then, Bye Bye Birdie was an oldie, but it was, I mean, the show just has an incredible, you know, ability to pull people in. The tunes are incredible. How are you guys having fun doing this show?
Yeah, I'm having a blast.
Yeah,
I don't know about Gavin.
No, I've done a number of shows, but there's just kind of this charm to Bye Bye Birdie that I wasn't sure about walking into it, and then once you start putting it together, there's just kind of a warm energy to it.
And Ben, is it true you were marching in like the 4th of July parade and you saw the poster for the show before you knew?
Yeah, it was after the 4th of July parade and I was walking downtown because that's what you do at camp. You hang around downtown and I saw a poster for Bye Bye Birdie and I said to Ryan Apathy, who was also in the show, we don't even have the script for that yet. The advertising
yeah. Performances.
Well, somebody is behind the ball anyway at Fine Arts Camp. That's amazing. And were you at all concerned? I mean, when they dropped the book, as they call it, down in front of you, that you were biting off more than you guys could chew?
A little bit. I mean, it's a huge task to take on. But then, like, once we got to know the cast, it was, you know, everyone was really excited about it.
I think we just kind of made a choice as a cast, just like, okay, we're gonna just put our heads down and barrel through this and see how it looks in a week, and then. Come, you know, Monday, we suddenly had a show on our hands. We're like, okay, this is something we're really excited to show to people.
And we all love musical theater. Mm-hmm. Everyone
we're
involved.
We're such nerds. So. It's ridiculous. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Ben, you were, you probably spent, I don't know, 3 months working on Cyrano, the high school play, maybe longer?
Well, yeah, we started working on that the second semester, so, or like 4 or 5 months.
So, yeah, so around Christmas time or so, and you put it on in May, and this has got to be the complete opposite of, of the spectrum. I mean, what's your reaction to the two timelines for these shows?
We're like living and breathing this show now. We're doing nothing but this show, and so, I mean, I'm not surprised that we're putting it together so well, because then we had, you know, 5 months to do it, and we weren't doing, we were, it was like, you know, spread out between those 5 months.
Right. But. So it's in your head as solidly as Cyrano was, having worked on Cyrano even much longer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Because you're just immersed.
You're just taking those 5 months and condensing them into 2 weeks.
And Ben, you're the character you play in the show?
I play Hugo Peabody, who is the boyfriend of Kim McAfee, who is Conrad Birdie's last kiss.
Okay. Do you have any big numbers, any solos? Do you have to...
I don't have any solos. Most of my part is dialogue. Actually, all of my part is dialogue.
Oh, okay. And how about you, Gavin? What's your part?
I'm playing Albert J. Peterson, Conrad Birdie's manager. Right. So my job is to make sure that as Conrad goes off to war, that he's got a career when he leaves and he's got a career when he comes back, because that means money for me.
And I think in the news story that's on our newscast today that Ed Ronco did, you described your character as a bit of a sap or something.
He's a bit of a pushover. Oh, yeah, okay. He's got a very, delicate relationship with his mother. That plays out really fun. It's one of my favorite stage relationships I think I've had in years.
It's one of the most dysfunctional mother-son relationships I've ever seen.
Absolutely
manipulative, overbearing. Maggie Dunn is playing Mae Peterson. She's just doing great things. Oh my gosh, okay. We die every time we see the interaction between the two of them. It's just great.
How was the show chosen?
Well, when the idea for the camp was first pitched, it was last summer. W.T. McRae from New York, he and I have been teaching the musical theater classes at the Fine Arts Camp for the last 4 or 5 years. And, you know, we're always limited to what we can do in an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes every day for, you know, the camp days. And the students are doing tons of different things. Roger Schmidt approached us. He called a meeting late at night, and just the three of us, and we had a meeting, and he kind of pitched this idea that I want to do a, you know, take this camp and kind of to the next level. We want to focus on one area, and musical theater is a great area to focus on. It incorporates so many parts of the arts that we teach, the performance arts that we teach at camp. And so just sort of spur of the moment, he asked WT what might be a good show, and WT first said, well, Guys and Dolls, that just kind of came to his mind, and so we sort of just went with that. The students had to, we pitched the idea to the students in our classes and even sent a survey out at the end of camp last year, and the response was very positive. Students wanted to do it. Of course, it means more time for them. It's more money for them to come to camp. But the students that are here are really serious about what they're doing. They had to submit a online audition, so they had to video themselves doing a couple of songs from Guys and Dolls, one of their choosing. They had to learn a dance number, video themselves doing that. They uploaded everything to a website. They did a monologue. And then WT and I sort of would have phone conferences throughout the year. We reviewed the auditions and looked at them. When we saw our final cast numbers, we ended up with about 20 students, and the balance between girls and boys, we just thought Guys and Dolls might not be the best choice for our show. We tossed a few ideas around over the phone, and then he just sort of settled on Bye Bye Birdie, and I thought, great, that would be awesome. We have a bit of a history with that, too. WT has been a professional performer for many years, and he was in a traveling Broadway production of Bye Bye Birdie, and he played Conrad Birdie, so for however many performances he did. And then at camp one year, I got to play Conrad Birdie as well, and it was just one of the funnest roles I ever played. Of course, we did a very short, condensed version of the show, but I just remember it was great to sing and swing my hips, and girls just passed out and screamed no matter what I did. It was great for my self-esteem at the time. And so, you know, we both have this history with the show, and we just thought this will be great to do. And so we just settled on that. And a lot of the students came to the camp still thinking we were doing Guys and Dolls. And they didn't get anything ahead of time. We didn't send out any scripts or pre-cast anything, so that they came learning their part. And everything we did at the musical theater in the high school session was completely unrelated to this camp. So really, a week ago this last Monday, we did our first read-through. We put the casting list up at dinner. They came in, we heard a few of them, and then we final casted the show. We just read through the script, and many of them, that was their first interaction with Bye Bye Birdie. And 1 week later, the show was on its feet. We did a run through this last Monday that just, WT and I looked at each other across the room and just said, where did this show come from? Like, who put this together? Because it's just so much happened in a week. It was amazing.
You guys look amazingly fresh for what you put into it. Ed and Susan, musically, how's it come together? Have you had a chance to play in the pit at the Performing Arts Center yet?
In the pit last night we were talking after rehearsal. It sounds really sharp. And it's come together fast.
And where did you get musicians for the orchestra?
Yeah, the pit was put together when WT talked to me in about December of last year. He said, hey, we're going to do this musical theater camp, and we want to use all student musicians and have this to be a pre-professional pit orchestra training program, essentially. So having everybody from around the country, from around the world, come in and study pit orchestras. And so we had one person sign up for this camp, and that's not a bad thing. We got that one person. And next year it'll be 10, and then the year after that it'll be 35. So right now we're having a lot of community members in the band, which is great, because we can have less rehearsals and still have a nice product. So let me see if I can remember all these. Andy Benton on trumpet, Roger Schmidt on trombone, George Jones on trombone, Caleb Betcher on violin, Aaron, I don't know her last name, is the student violin player, Lauren Wild and Kirsten Doctor, Susan Wingrove, Christian Jensen on guitar, Peter Apathy on bass, myself on percussion, and Paul Cox on percussion.
Oh my God! You could take this on the road.
It's a pretty pro group.
and I get to direct that pit, and that's something I've never done. But Ed has done all the hard work putting all the music together and rehearsing them. I've been with all the vocalists, and so I get to come in and direct them, and it's really really.
We're
fun.
In the pit like sardines. It's pretty cozy. It's pretty cool.
And this will be the first time that the Performing Arts Center Orchestra pit has been used with
as a pit.
And well, actually, there we had an opera.
Marriage of Figaro here, but that wasn't musical theater, and it was a traveling production.
Sure, kind of the local use of the pit.
I did also want to mention there's students here doing tech.
Yes.
not just being on stage. They've been helping build the scenery and paint and lighting and all of that. The set design is marvelous.
Oh, that's great.
My goodness. And this is not just going to be, hey, we're doing a camp musical and come out with... I mean, it's full out costumes. They're gorgeous and stunning. And the set and lighting, and it's the whole package.
I think it's going to be, an interesting sort of I think product is a good word of everything that's sort of gone into the arts in Sitka since Ed and Andrew were in the program. We're just about out of time, but in a few seconds, Gavin and Ben, is doing musical theater on a regular timeline going to seem boring after this?
Maybe.
Maybe. I actually go to school in Interlochen, Michigan. I'm going to an art school in Interlochen, and that's a more concentrated musical theater experience. This is pushing my boundaries for what I consider acceptable as far as rehearsal time. But this is the professional world. This is WT saying you're working on a Broadway schedule, and it's okay to be exhausted, but you've got to dig deep and find something to work with to put the show together.
Yeah. We're looking forward to this.
It's going to be fantastic.
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock tomorrow is the opening night. 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Saturday. Tickets are $20 at Old Harbor Books. Kids under a certain age are free, a kid-friendly show. It's gonna be fun. Thanks to everyone for coming in this morning, and look forward to seeing you out there.
Thank you.
Andrew Hames is vocal director and conductor of the band for Bye Bye Birdie, the orchestra rather. Ed Littlefield, instrumental music director. Susan Wingrove, rehearsal pianist and pit musician. Ben Gordon and Gavin Strumpler are performers in Bye Bye Birdie, opening in Sitka tomorrow night.